This piece was brought to you by Rolling Press, rollingpress.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure.
Randy, sing your Oreo song for us.
Yo, looky, looky, get your Oreo cookie, because they're battered in their deep, deep fried. They're crunchy on the outside, creamy on inside. Oh, Oreo. They're yummy in your tummy. Don't cost a lot of money. Come get some if you try. Oreo, Oreo, yo, yo, oh, oh, Oreo.
This is Randy.
Call me Funnel Cake Randall nowadays.
A few weeks ago, I found myself talking to a group of people who I had often seen but never talked to before. Carnies.
We are standing at the Florida State Fairgrounds at our cinema concession called Cinema City, and we are preparing for a busy Saturday. And I've been here since 8 this morning making dough and getting everything ready. Because when it hits, it hits. So we have to be prepared. And this product is not like the elephant ear or the funnel cakes where you just do it quick and it goes out the window. This product has to be handled 8 times before the customer gets it.
That's Caroline. Her and her siblings grew up on the carnival circuit. Her parents ran a sausage and pepper stand. These days, Caroline and her partner Rosemary have a stand of their own. It's how they make their living. They spend half the year on the road and half the time at their home in Florida. And she identifies herself as a carny.
The name carny is a stigma to a lot of people, but not to myself, not to Rosemary, not to a lot of other people. Because they associate that with people that don't have teeth or people that are down and out, and it really isn't. What it is, it's a business that we take around the country, and all of our businesses, our homes, everything has wheels.
Here's Shauna, Caroline's sister.
I think the biggest misconception is that this isn't the circus. I mean, that was what I got a lot as a kid from my friends. They're like, oh, you're going out on the circus.
I'm
like,
are you the trapeze flying?
Yeah, like, no, we're not in the circus. That's a completely different thing.
No.
And that carnies do have teeth. Now, there are ride... No, honestly, there are ride guys that don't have any teeth, but we all have our teeth, we all live normal lives, we all go to school, we all go to the doctor. I mean, it's, you know,
everybody's...
we're part of society.
Whatever image you may have of carnies, get rid of them. Life as a carny is not so different than life in any other American small town. In fact, Caroline, with the help of her partner Rosemary, even raised her son on the road.
A lot of the big carnival corporations that are together, that they travel together, it's really like a traveling community. They have their own grocery stores, they have their own laundromats, they have their own schools. So I hooked up with a school, with a carnival that I was around 4 or 5 times a year, and the teacher, Miss Linda, worked with me. So whenever I would leave, I would bring all his work with me and send it into her, you know, wherever we were. And my son's really intelligent. And I know it's not all because he's my son. You know, it was his education, too. And he did get a really good education. The fun part was, you know, everything is in one place. Like, my house is here, my business is here. Like, you go to the school. Where's the school? Behind the slide. You know? And the kids get out, they're like, the first thing they do is go on the slide. You know, they have a huge playground.
Listening to Caroline, I got the sense that this was an intimate and close-knit community.
Everybody knows each other's family. We take care of each other. Like, when we see one kid doing something bad, like when they were all at that 13-year age, you know, we'd see who was walking around with a cigarette. I'm like, your daughter's got a cigarette, and she's walking past the corn dog this way. Go catch her. You know, like, we all watch out for each other's children out here.
But that doesn't mean that carnival life is all cotton candy and bouncy houses.
And we do put a lot of work out here, and we work, we do. Like, we're literally in here from, like, you know, 8 in the morning until 10, 11 at night. But it's seasonal. So when we work really hard and long hours, and everybody says they don't understand how you do it. And then I always say to them, well, if you saw my house, you'd get it. Or if you saw my life when I'm not on the road, you'd understand why and how I do this. And, you know, a lot of my friends at home still don't understand. Oh, my God, you drive around the country? Yes. To make money? Yes. And lots of it. Makes me happy.
But it's also, like, heavy work, you know. Like, my sister and Rosemary, you know, somebody's got to roll up the 300-pound wire, electricity wire, and throw it in the truck. And it's not, like, it's not, you know, like, that a woman can't do it, but it's, like, hard labor.
Physical, hard labor.
And so, you know, somebody's got to do that. So if you don't have somebody that's working for you that can do that, you got to do it. And you got to drive a big truck and pull a trailer.
I pull this trailer with that
Change
truck.
Oils, change tires on the side of the road. You know, that's, there's no room for daintiness or being,
yeah,
like, feminine in a way.
No, in the carnival.
In addition, Caroline and Rosemary's sexual orientation can sometimes cause friction with some of their fellow carnies.
You're the only lesbians out here, right?
Well, we're the only out lesbians out here. Everybody else is like, yeah, okay. That's your friend? Mm-hmm. No, she's my friend, too. You know what I mean? Like, come on. But out here, there's a little bit of a stigma, you know? When we first did come out, a lot of the men out here, we call them the Midway ambassadors. All the owners hang out and talk and tease and look at women's butts, you know, going across the Midway and all that stuff. And when they just found out, they'd come up and, like, they're hardcore in my face, you know? And I was like, yeah, let's go. Let's throw it down right now. Well, they say ugly stuff, you know, about women in front of me and this and that and the other. Oh, you like the same thing we like, you know, and they get ugly with the words. And I'll get right in there. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Don't let me near your wife because I'll make her lesbian too. That's why I mess with them. You know what I mean? Like, seriously, don't. Treat your wife like shit. I'll find a woman who'll love her. Don't you worry about that.
On a final note, Caroline told us a story of how Randy, who we heard from earlier, first came into her life. This anecdote stuck out to me. It seemed to capture the essence of carnival life in one fell swoop. The sense of family and community, the opportunity for success and hard work, and the many contradictions that come with the territory.
He went to the homeless shelter and he was like, he was looking and he saw that he was missing teeth. He's like, you, let's go. He was like, well, go where? Come on, you're going to go to the carnival. I got work for you.
Know that story?
Yeah, Dad, in South Bend, Indiana. He's like, he was desperate for help and Mom goes, go to the homeless shelter. Go get somebody over there. So he worked for Dad.
That's a good way. I mean, we provide a house. We provide somewhere for them to live. Food.
Money. So he worked for my dad for like 5 years. And then my brother for like 5 years. And then me and Ro for like a couple of years. Like, he couldn't work for me and Ro. Because he was women. He can't have women telling him what to do. So he ended up finding a home at the George's Fun Foods, which they're real gypsies out here. And that's the big trailer. And they have all these big tall trailers. He has a huge company. He's got like 12 of them. So Randy found his home there, and he's been there since, like, for the last 15 years.
Here's Randy again.
And then last year, I made a brand new one. It goes, a tasket, as I'm handing it to him out the window, a tasket, Oreos in a basket. Get some if you could, because they're finger-looking good. I'm a poet, and I know it. Because I'm a poet, and I know a bust of rhyme on time. I got a life day, you see. I could have been a rapper, too. Instead, I'm old carny.
For Heritage Radio Network, I'm Austin Sherman.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.